this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the live broadcast. Coming to you tonight from my home in Palm Coast, Florida, where it is 39 degrees. 39 degrees. That's cold for us. And we usually don't get this cold of weather until usually, let's say, mid to late January. That's when we get about 3 or 4 weeks of cold weather, but super cold. But nonetheless, I still braved the cold and went out in the backyard tonight and grilled out some grilled chicken. We had a nice Greek salad with blackened chicken. So I was out there grilling and using the warmth of the grill to keep myself from freezing. Crazy things happening in the world, and especially within the world of Bitcoin. Tonight, we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to start by talking about Bitcoin, but I've got to tell you about our special guest that will be with us in hour number two. Really great guy. If you love the military, if you love conservative thinkers, you got to love Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He was with us a few months ago to talk about his book, Future Wars. He's back tonight to talk about this fantastic new book called The Deeper State, Inside the War on Trump by Corrupt Elites, Secret Societies, and the Builders of an Imminent Final Empire. Wow, what a great title. We're looking forward to that interview in hour number two. A lot going on next week. Interesting interview. Next week, Randy Williams will be here. He's the author of Sherlock Holmes and the Autumn of Terror. And he takes a very interesting look at the crimes of Jack the Ripper. And he has a novel that kind of jumps into the fictional scenario of Sherlock Holmes investigating Jack the Ripper. And of course, I am fascinated with serial killers. The Jack the Ripper story is one that is for the, it's for anybody interested in serial killers, unsolved crimes, that sort of thing. It's one for the story for the ages. And this was a fascinating interview that I heard with author Randy Williams as he creates this scenario of Sherlock Holmes hunting Jack the Ripper in his book, Sherlock Holmes in the Autumn of Terror. That'll be next Sunday night. All right, let's get right into tonight. So much to get into. Al Franken, John Conyers. We're going to talk about a new social media network that actually pays you money. It's like a new Facebook that pays you in cryptocurrency to be on their network. We're going to get into all that. But let's start by talking about cryptocurrency and talking about the headline story of the day. You just heard it there in top of the hour news. This is no longer, Bitcoin is no longer for nerds, you know, sort of that story that you've got to Google to find the story. It's now in the main news feeds, Google News. You just heard it in top of the hour news. And the big story today is that Bitcoin goes from just trading on these Bitcoin platforms around the world to now actually trading officially on the futures markets. And it started at 6 p.m. Eastern, which was 3 hours ago, started trading in the futures market. Now, the reason why this was such a big deal, and everybody was talking about it in the Bitcoin community, and why this was a concern at some level, is there was the thought that once Bitcoin became available for the short sellers. That is, those people that make money when something goes down in value. Once the short sellers could get their hands on Bitcoin, they were going to drive the price down. And this can happen. You know, you can have a legitimately valuable commodity, whether it be gold or silver or a given stock, and enough people get together to bet that it will go down or short sell it. And they can, in essence, create a self-fulfilling prophecy. So this is not a, I would say, a baseless concern. However, I really think Bitcoin is just too big right now for a group of short sellers to really seriously affect the price. And although there is modest volume in the first trading of Bitcoin futures, which have now been occurring since 6 p.m. Eastern, that is 3 hours ago, Bitcoin presently trading at $16,170. Of course, the high last week, Bitcoin literally, I kid you not, went above $19,000 this last week. So people are kind of reacting in a lot of different ways. We have the people, you know, you heard of the never Trumpers. There are the never Bitcoiners. And these are people that no matter what Bitcoin does, they will double down on their position. So if Bitcoin goes down in value, they'll say, you see, I was right. It's coming down. I'm never getting in. Or if Bitcoin goes up a lot in value, they will say, it's a bubble. You see, it's at 19,000, but it's going to come back down to zero. So I'm never getting in. You just have those people. And they're never, I don't know, maybe they'll someday adopt, you know, be a part of that adoption curve. They'll get in on Bitcoin, get in on cryptocurrency, maybe someday. I don't know. There's a lot of those people that are just sort of sitting on the sidelines, and under any scenario, they are not getting in. And under every scenario, they have kind of a negative take on it to project to the world. But in any case, a crazy, super volatile week. I have an online class that I've been teaching on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And what I said this week to my students in my class is, you know, I think it is risky, you know, to see Bitcoin on the futures exchange. We really don't know what's going to happen. But I think that ultimately it's going to be good for Bitcoin, because what this will do, once Bitcoin becomes what we call securitized, that is, it becomes part of the securities markets. And this is really just the first step. The next thing are a tremendous amount of Bitcoin exchange traded funds and other types of securities that will bring Bitcoin to the masses. I think it's all going to just create much more demand for Bitcoin. And remember, there are only a maximum of 21 million Bitcoin that can ever be created. And so there's a finite supply. And I was listening to a podcast this weekend, and they pointed out that probably 3 million, maybe 4 million of those Bitcoin are lost. You read these stories of people accidentally throwing away a computer that had their Bitcoin stored on the hard drive. Yep. So there's a speculative number, but some people say it's 3 million, 4 million Bitcoin are gone forever. And then you also have sort of this core holders of Bitcoin, which represent several million Bitcoin of people that are never going to sell it because they just want to hold it and never sell it. So this podcast I was listening to said maybe in the end, there's maybe 4 or 5 million Bitcoin that are actually available to buy. That is, people will give those up and sell those only when the price gets high enough. So there's such a limited supply of Bitcoin. You know, the price, I mean, this podcast I heard, I mean, people are talking about in the next year, Bitcoin going to 50,000. Some are saying $100,000 in the next year. Some are saying in 2 to 3 years, $500,000 Bitcoin, even $1 million for one single Bitcoin. But the headline story tonight, we do have the live quote right here on my desk. Bitcoin trading at $16,134 despite entering the futures market approximately 3 hours ago. So all looks good so far. More on cryptocurrency when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
I cannot even believe it, that it is, what is it? It's 2 weeks away from Christmas. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was the hurricane this year, but it just seems like Christmas has just rushed up upon us. My wife and I were talking today on the ride back from church. Maybe we're not even going to put a Christmas tree up this year. Doesn't that sound terrible to not put up a Christmas tree? We're going to be traveling right after Christmas. We're going to be traveling, and we're not hosting Christmas this year. one of our adult children purchased her own home this summer, and she's hosting Christmas, and we're not hosting Christmas. So we're not going to have anybody here for Christmas. So we're kind of, my wife and I are looking at each other saying, well, do we want to put the thing up or and take it down? And we're kind of considering maybe going with a real tree this year and getting rid of our artificial tree altogether. And now we're just thinking, maybe we're not doing the Christmas tree thing this year. Just not so sure. All right, back to this whole cryptocurrency discussion. And man, I have to tell you, I am just so fascinated with this. I mean, the idea that I was buying Bitcoin at $12 back in 2012, and now I'm looking at it trading at $16,000. I just can't wrap my brain around this. And I can't wrap my brain around people saying that what you could buy for $16,000 today could be worth $1 million in the next handful of years. What? This is just incredible. Let me clear up a couple of things. Number one, if you don't have enough money to buy a full Bitcoin, that is, you don't have $16,000 right now, because Bitcoin is divisible up to 8 decimal points out, you can put in just a few dollars. In fact, a few months ago, one of my good friends in Dallas, I was visiting him back in the spring, and I said, just put $100 in. Just put in $100. And he goes, what's that going to do? I said, just put in $100. So he did. He opened up a little account over at Coinbase, put in $100. And I think he has $800 now from that $100. And that may not, I mean, okay, $800, what's that going to do? But look, if it keeps multiplying by that, I mean, that could be tens of thousands of dollars at some point. I mean, especially if Bitcoin goes to $1 million. So a lot of people emailing me, asking me about getting started with Bitcoin, especially after mentioning it the last couple of shows. I really like Coinbase as a place to go to get started. If you have not done any Bitcoin investing, I like Coinbase. It's user-friendly, but I will warn you, a lot of these sites like Coinbase are presently over capacity. That is, in 1 week, I had read that Coinbase had over 100,000 new accounts opened. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, that's how much interest there is in this. So you might run into trouble if you go to Coinbase. You might have to refresh the screen a few times, and then you have to verify your identity. It's a little bit of a headache, especially when they're over capacity. But that's just the way it is right now. I mean, this is like when I was talking to my wife the other day about these Christmas toys that everybody tries to get. So back when my kids were little, there was something called a Furby. It was this ugly little it looked like some kind of a little alien creature, kind of like a cross between, I don't know, maybe a cross between Yoda and a teddy bear. And it talked really funny. Furby, Furby. Well, people would stand in line for hours. They'd stay in a tent in a retail parking lot for hours the night before to get one of these for their kids. Or they'd go on one of the auction sites and pay like hundreds of dollars in a premium to get one of these. They were selling for like $20 if you could get one new, which you couldn't. The other one was Tickle Me Elmo. But I make those comparisons to say that's what it's like now trying to get Bitcoin. All of the sites that sell it are pretty much jammed up. You've got to be patient. You might have to spend 2 or 3 hours just trying to get an account open to be able to buy a little bit of Bitcoin. But I want to give you a website address you can use to be able to get $10 of bonus Bitcoin. So if you use this URL, this will still take you to Coinbase, but it will take you there under my referral code, which gives you $10 bonus of Bitcoin. So how it works is if you buy $100 of Bitcoin, they'll give you $110 of Bitcoin. If you use this URL, here it is, bitcoinbonus.us, bitcoinbonus.us. If you use that URL, bitcoinbonus.us, you will get an extra $10 of Bitcoin by going that way to Coinbase. Now, what I'm suggesting to people also, don't just buy Bitcoin, okay? I'm recommending that you buy at least a couple of the other lesser known names. And in my cryptocurrency class that I'm teaching online right now, which you can find out more about by going to bitcoinworkshop.us, bitcoinworkshop.us, I actually posted this week that I'm now in 27 different cryptocurrencies, 27 different ones. That includes Bitcoin and 26 others. But if you don't want to be as insane as I am and get into all of these other obscure ones, because my view is I'm kind of spreading out a little bit into a lot of these smaller ones because who knows what's going to happen. But here are two that you kind of can't ignore. And both of these are also at Coinbase. So I'll mention them to you. One is called Ethereum and the other is called Litecoin. That's spelled L-I-T-E coin, all one word. Those are sort of the other two that if you're going to diversify a little bit, maybe you'll put like 80% of whatever you're going to put in. So if it's $100, maybe you'll do $80 in Bitcoin, $10 in Ethereum, $10 in Litecoin. So those are kind of the big three. I don't want to get into too much minutia into all of this on the show because it's just hard to do. And I know a lot of people are listening while they're driving. Some listen on the podcast download while they're exercising at the gym or whatnot. If you want more details, take my online class, bitcoinworkshop.us. But this is just sort of a, if you want to put $100 in or $200 in, go to Coinbase, use the bitcoinbonus.us, start out with $100, get $110 of Bitcoin. Then if you want to sell some of that and get yourself a little bit of Ethereum and a little bit of Litecoin, maybe 10% of each of those, and then 80% in Bitcoin, that might be a good starting portfolio for somebody looking to get going with cryptocurrency. And you might laugh and say, you know, it's too late. I've missed it. I hear this so much from people. It's too late. I missed it. I'm never going to be able to make money with this because I waited too long. You know, that's not the case, especially with Litecoin, which is only $153 right now. You can buy one coin of Litecoin, and Ethereum is $450. And these could both be at the levels of Bitcoin at some point. Absolutely could be. I think all of these are still on the table, including Bitcoin. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this. Stay tuned.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I'm going to take some time tonight to bare my soul about my challenges and struggles and downright frustration with social media platforms. But I have good news. I have found an alternative. I have to tell you that I have debated with some of my libertarian friends about really the monopoly that exists. We've got what? We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. And then we've got Google, and Google owns YouTube. And I mean, that pretty much wraps it up, right? Oh no, that's right. What's this other one that all the kids are using? I forget the name of it. Let me see here. I've got it on my phone. Snapchat. Ooh. Okay. Something is wrong, right? We're the United States of America. I mean, you can go into the grocery store and there are 10 or 12 or 14 different brands of soup. Why are we stuck with three or four companies that are basically controlling the entire internet? I mean, really, when you try to spread the message on so-called social media, you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter. Of course, you know, Google controls the search engine and whether or not your website or blog is going to show up on a reasonable page high enough that people are going to find you. And then, of course, you have YouTube. And so I had this debate with some of my libertarian friends many, many times about this is just not right. There needs to be more of these companies. And it just feels like there's a monopoly here. And a lot of these companies engage in what is considered clearly anti-competitive behavior. You know, that is, like Google will favor its own stuff on its Google search engine over outsiders. And you get to a point where kind of the game is locked. And I've had several run-ins with social media. I certainly don't have the problems, for example, that Alex Jones, I mean, I listen to his show almost every day, and he talks about that he has lawyers and Facebook is constantly shutting down his stuff and YouTube. It's just on and on and on. I don't know what I would do if I were in that boat, because, you know, I guess I would probably just fold my cards because Alex Jones has resources that I don't have. But God bless him for fighting the fight. I want to tell you a little bit of some of the problems I've had with social media, but I want to also let you know that I found a new social network that I am going to start building my future in. And it's called Steam It is the name of the network. You may have never, ever heard about it. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago on this show, just briefly. If you can imagine the idea of something like Facebook being combined with something like Bitcoin, then you kind of get the idea of what Steam It is. It is a social network that pays you for being involved, and they pay you in cryptocurrency, and it is really, really cool. And I love the fact that it's a decentralized social network. What that means is, just like the blockchain, just like cryptocurrency, it means that there's not some artificial intelligence software program that is shutting off your stuff, which has happened to me more times than I can mention. So my problems with social media, I'll give you a little bit of a thumbnail on this, started back in 2009. I had my first major run-in with Twitter. I got banned from Twitter for a week, and it made national news. ChristianMoney.com editor banned from Twitter. And, I did some interviews on it. I wrote some articles about it. I sort of leveraged it. I made the best that I could out of it. I was banned for a week from Twitter because I was antagonizing liberals. Back at the time, Rush Limbaugh was attempting to buy into an NFL franchise, and I wrote an article saying, and it was a sarcastic article, saying that I agree that Rush Limbaugh should be banned from the NFL. It was a completely sarcastic article. So I go onto Twitter, and I find all these people tweeting about Rush Limbaugh, saying he should be banned. And I went ahead and I replied by putting my article in the reply. I agree that Rush Limbaugh should be banned from the NFL. Totally sarcastic. So these people read my article, picked up on the fact that I had tricked them, many of them, into even retweeting my article because they thought it was supporting legitimately Rush Limbaugh being banned from the NFL. So as a result, I got reported enough times to Twitter that my Twitter account got suspended for a week. Basically, there was for violating their terms of service, which they never told me which term of their service that I violated, but I got kicked off Twitter for a week. Okay, no big deal. We know other people. Roger Stone was just banned, lifetime ban from Twitter. I occasionally would buy an ad on Twitter. So back in January, I found this video. It was one of these exposés on Planned Parenthood. And I went ahead and I posted this to my Twitter account. And then I paid Twitter $10 extra to boost this post. They call it a promoted post. This is how these social media companies really scam us, right? They tell us, set up a profile and get a lot of followers, get a lot of friends that connect with you. And they trick you into thinking that those are your followers, those are your friends, similar to if you had an email list, how you can build an email list and then you blast out your emails. They trick you into thinking that these are your followers. But then what you find out is when you post something on Facebook or Twitter, only a few tiny percentage of your followers ever see it. And in order to get everyone to see it, you have to pay money. So it would be like someone letting you build an email list with 10,000 people, and every time you sent out an email, only 50 people saw it, unless you paid a lot of extra money to get more than 50 or 100 people to see it. This is how these companies scam us. So I paid 10 bucks, wanted this to be promoted. The Twitter post here, January 27th, says, "Shocking video shows just how evil and deceptive Planned Parenthood is. Shocking video shows just how evil and deceptive Planned Parenthood is." That doesn't roll off my tongue. Maybe that's a good thing. So I pay them the $10. They approve my ad. So they approve the promotion of this post. They approve it. And then a few hours later, after my promoted post runs, I get a message from Twitter that because of this ad that they approved that I ran, I'm now banned from ever being able to buy ads on Twitter again. This is the kind of stuff they do. And then, of course, you reply saying, hey, wait a minute, you approved the ad. I mean, what's the deal? And you get some sort of like an artificial intelligence response that they've reviewed your appeal and you're still banned from buying ads. So whatever, they're not getting any more of my money. I've had these kind of problems with Facebook as well. I'm not going to spend any time getting into any more of this other than to tell you this. I have decided that I'm starting, you know, I'm keeping these other social media accounts, I guess, long enough to try to migrate as many of my people over as I can. But I'm starting to build for the future with this decentralized social network called Steemit, S-T-E-E-M-I-T. And if you want to join me over there, it takes a day or two to get approved to have an account with Steemit. My name on Steemit, all one word, James L. Paris. If you go to my blog today, blog.christianmoney.com, you'll see a big article that I posted today. The title is The Social Network That Pays You. And when we come back from the break, I want to tell you how much money that people are earning. It's thousands of dollars they're earning by being involved with this Steemit social network. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. I just clicked off an email there to one of my friends who has been having a lot of the same problems I have been having with social media. Of course, I also get into this in my article that my YouTube account has been demonetized as of 4 years ago. I can no longer earn money on any of my YouTube videos, which is really a shame because one of my YouTube videos, just one of them, has something like almost 800,000 views, just one of my videos. And this is all because, if you remember back in the day, 4 or 5 years ago, I was up to my neck exposing this Ponzi scheme called Profitable Sunrise. And these scammers tried to stop me from posting my expose videos about them by going as a group, as a gang. They would go to my YouTube channel and flag my videos about them. And they ended up getting my account restricted. It was restricted for several months, but still to this day, it's demonetized. So one of the cool things about Steemit is they have a YouTube type of a setup, which is called DTube. So not only can you post articles on a blog at Steemit and make money from it, but you can also make money from a YouTube alternative called DTube. And all of this is in my article. It's linked from the top of the homepage of christianmoney.com. That's christianmoney.com if you want to take a look at that. All right, man. In this last segment, I guess I'm going to get into this. I am suspicious. I am really suspicious about these recent Democrat resignations. John Conyers, and boy, this John Conyers resignation, this is just weird. You wonder what these people think. It's almost as if they think that they own the Senate seat that they're holding. So you've got John Conyers, after multiple accusations of sexual harassment, he resigns from his Senate seat. And by the way, Conyers' wife, I guess, just finished a 3-year stint in prison as part of a bribery scandal. And here we go. If this is a Senate seat that should not stay in the same family, if there's an example of that, this would be the example. But I kid you not that John Conyers is proposing that his son, John Conyers III, be named as a successor to replace his father in Congress. And If this does not just get any stranger, we've got a little bit of news here. I'm sorry, I said senator. He's a congressman, John Conyers. But here's what we now find out about his son, John Conyers III. This is who John Conyers, I guess the second would be his father, is proposing that he take his seat. Why should it stay within the same family? But here's now what we find out about the son. So the wife has gone to prison for bribery for 3 years. The father is resigning from Congress due to multiple accusations of sexual harassment. And now the son, it says here in this news story, he was arrested earlier this year for allegedly brandishing a knife and body slamming his girlfriend. But it also says here in the story, he was never prosecuted for the melee. Really? and this is who they're proposing. John Conyers is proposing. Let's keep this in the family. You know what? This would be one case where we do not want this congressional seat to stay in the family. And then we move ahead to Al Franken, who, interestingly enough, Corey Lewandowski, the former advisor to Donald Trump, was on one of the morning talk shows, the Sunday morning talk shows this morning, and he says he doubts that in the end, Al Franken is really going to step down. And it is very interesting because if you go back and read what Al Franken actually said in his press conference this past week, he said that he will be resigning in the, quote, coming weeks. He did not give a date. He just said he would be resigning in the coming weeks. Now, let me tell you why I can't make any sense of this. These are the Democrats. This is the party of Ted Kennedy, Ted Kennedy of Chappaquiddick fame. How does this same party that stood behind Bill Clinton, that continues to celebrate Bill Clinton as one of their great patriarchs of their party, of their movement, how do they, you know, Bill Clinton, what was it in Roger Stone's book? He documented like 25 or 27 alleged rapes that Bill Clinton was accused of. And here we have Al Franken grabbed some women, shouldn't have done that, sexually harassed slash assaulted. Those are the allegations. But it seems like there's nothing he did that I have heard about that even holds a candle to Bill Clinton. And of course, Bill Clinton, the Jeffrey Epstein connection, a.k.a. Pedophile Island, Jeffrey Epstein. I don't understand what's going on here. But based on the standards of Democrats, it would seem like Al Franken would be just a good old boy that fits right in. I'm still trying to figure out why this guy was forced to resign. And I have a theory, and I'm going to share with you my theory. And no, it is not this just weird Machiavellian idea that I've heard in a lot of the conservative media this week, that somehow this is a trick. You see, the Democrats are going to get Al Franken to step down for this. And then they're going to turn around and use that against Trump and say, look, if Al Franken stepped down for what he did, then Trump should resign as president for those comments he made on that NBC audio tape about how he grabs women and so forth. So this is a trick. They're using Al Franken to take down Donald Trump, or they're using Al Franken and they're going to take down Roy Moore if he's elected. That seems like a stretch to me, but I have a theory. I have a theory about why Al Franken is stepping down. I think, I'm just guessing here, so I have no evidence to back this up. I think there's probably much worse things that have happened. And I don't even want to get into the details of what I think. I personally think, and I said this last week on the show, I think we are in the age of truth. I believe that secrets are being revealed, and what is hidden is being brought out into the light. What is in the darkness is being brought out into the light. I really think that we're in a period of time where people are being exposed for who they are and what they've done. And I believe this is a spiritual thing that is happening. I believe that God is revealing the truth to us. And I think we're going to find out a lot more really dark things about people in Congress. We've already got, you know, more scandals than we can even count coming out of Hollywood. But I think it gets deeper and darker from here. I really do. And I really think that Alex Jones is onto something when he suggests that pedophilia could be sort of the next big bombshell thing that we start learning about these people in our culture that are in power. I'm not mentioning any names. I'm just saying I think Alex Jones is right when he says that this whole sexual, all these sexual revelations, they will be much darker soon. And I think we're going to hear a lot more. And I'll tell you what, this slush fund of what was it, $20 million or some figure that Congress has to pay off people that were sexually harassed, that is just disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful that our taxpayer dollars could be used to fund such a slush fund and we would not know how that money is being spent. I think there's some much deeper, much darker things that are going to come out. And I think some of these people resigning are getting out before more facts come out about them, more stories. We'll take a break after news and announcements. We'll be back with Robert McGinnis. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.